Yeah, good afternoon, investors. We are sorry for a little delay, 3 to 4 minutes delay. And we concluded successfully our board meeting yesterday for approval of audited financial accounts and for recommendation of dividend. And we have this earnings call. Along with me, our CFO, Sudha Pai, is there. And Vice President, Corporate Accounts, Mr. Sagar Patil, is there. With this, since Motilal Oswal is facilitating the call, I would request Alok to take over and facilitate. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the interaction with the management of Blue Dart Express. Firstly, I would like to thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host the call. So today we have with us Mrs. Sudha Pai, CFO, Blue Dart Express, Mr. Tushar Gunderia, Head of Legal and Compliance and Company Secretary, Blue Dart Express, Mr. Sagar Patil, Head of Corporate Accounts, Blue Dart Express. So I would now request the management team to provide some opening remarks on the Q4 performance, and then you can start with the Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, so good afternoon all. So as you would be aware, we have closed our annual accounts and the company has published the financial results.
So we can if you can just be a little louder.
Speak louder. Yes. So the company has reported positive financial results in terms of growth in the top line as well as the bottom line. With the investments that we have done in last few quarters, especially both in terms of new routes, new facilities, as well as new aircraft that we have now, which have gone live in the last quarter in terms of rolling out with the new route that we have started operating from Guwahati. The company has been able to maintain the margin, so there is a good development in terms of capacity utilization. So with the positive revenue growth as well as an improvement at the PAT level, we are on the course to have consistent financial performance. So yeah, thanks.
Thank you so much for the opening remarks. So anyone having questions can please raise their hand or post it in the chat box below. Thanks. So sir, we'll start with the Q&A session. So first we'll take the question from Mr. Jeet Shah. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, the margin improvement in this quarter is largely because of high-value cargo coming in, or is there any other reason? Like, can you just give me a little color on that?
So, you're saying about the margin improvement, right? It's driven by both, you know. One is that we did our annual price increase, and which is why, you know, versus last year, it's an increase in the margins accordingly, like, plus, you know, all other business reason like dense cargo and, you know, as Sagar also mentioned, you know, coupled with better utilization of our cost, you know, of our investment, these are the factors leading to a, you know, a good margin.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. We'll take next question from Mr. Dhaval Shah. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello team. A couple of questions from my side. So on the margin front, if you can help us understand which segment has helped us to get the volume growth. It's been a good 8-9% volume growth. And in terms of fleet utilizations level, what is the percent utilization of the fleet and how it has progressed over the last 3 quarters? And what is your expectations for the next financial year, FY 25? How do you see the volume growth for the company?
So with regards to the segment-wise, as you asked, we do not publish any segment-wise revenue, but would say that we are seeing a good growth on all of our major of our product, which is air and ground. On both the sides, we are seeing a growth there, both in terms of volumes as well as in terms of shipments, both again on a quarter-on-quarter basis as well as on a YOY basis. That's on the volume part. Regarding the utilization of the aircraft, so yes, we did an investment of two new aircraft, and it's been almost like effective 1 year, and would say that we are fairly well utilized in terms of our existing capacity. Yes, of course, there is a scope to improve further and make our utilization of the aircraft better. Guwahati is a new lane, and it's a new geography. So there is a scope for improvement over there. But over largely, in terms of our aircraft utilization, we are decently covered. That's the
Any
that's
utilization number would you like to share?
So it would, we have a our aircrafts run from one sector to another, like, so we measure on terms of our sectors, like, and we have at least more than 5 to 7 sector. Like, on an average, it's safe to say that between 75 to 80 would be the 85 would be the range, depending upon the average of the months that has been trended. But that's a percentage utilization you can assume on the overall fleet capacity that we're having.
Okay, and when and by segment I mean, ma'am, the end customer segment. We've always in the past we used to talk about e-commerce segment, auto segment, then high value engineering goods, electronics. So which consumer segment, customer segment has helped us to show a good growth?
Sagar, would you want to add this?
Yeah, so in terms of the customer vertical growth, we see the growth continuing, especially in the e-commerce, the e-tail vertical that we have, which is also how we look at our sub-products at times. That has continued to grow, and especially the Dart Plus, the product that we have, which is more like a speed trucking, moves on road, somewhere in between air and normal ground, that has continued to grow healthy. Our documents also is continuing to grow positively. And with the new aircrafts, we see a traction, so the also coming to the air parcels as such. But majorly, yes, the e-commerce has been the growth driver.
Interesting. Okay, so this e-commerce would mean the likes of I mean the omni-channel plus the pure e-commerce players like Flipkart, Amazon, right?
Yes, yes, yes. A combination of even the portals as well as the customers having their own sale via online sales.
Okay, and how is the pricing environment in the e-commerce vertical for us? I mean, what sort of competition level is something stabilizing in terms of the pricing?
So the pricing scenario is quite competitive, I mean, with our focus on the service quality in terms of ability to deliver the fastest and the operations also focusing on that kind of thing, we to some extent I would say yes, Blue Dart is seen as a premium player. However, the scenario is quite competitive, and then we do try and have a sharp pricing, especially for the key customers, wherein we try to while without diluting the pricing, but we try and I would say gain more on the value that we provide, depending on the customer, I would say segments as well as the product segment in which the customers are. So the more time sensitivity is, the more discretionary the purchase items are there on online, the customers would prefer them to reach faster. So that is where our air e-commerce becomes very handy for the customers, and we are able to get some premium over there. Dart Plus, which is on the road, is where everybody else is kind of in. But we there also, since we are more on speed trucking, we are able to attract some good prices. Having said that, it's always a catch and run kind of scenario when it comes to e-commerce. But good to also note that we are continuing to grow there and without giving up the margins.
Okay. And lastly, sir, what will be your volume expectation for FY25? We've done around 12 lakh tons for 24. And also, with the improved volume, can we see around 18-19% EBITDA margin? This is my last question.
So we would not be able to forecast the numbers or a forward-looking statement, but we are continuing the path on which we are set ourselves on. So the management will work on improving the business further and continue to do what we have been doing good.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone having a question can please raise their hand. Sir, one question we'll take from the chat box. What would be the tonnage for this particular quarter, and what would be the share of documentation within that?
We don't give any segmental information. Within our product, we don't know, we do not give any information in public as far as, the segmental product wise is concerned.
Sure. What would be the volume for this particular quarter? That was not mentioned. That's one of the questions which has come.
For the quarter, 296. You are saying volume
Tonnage
would be.
and shipments for the quarter.
It is 91.72 million, 91.72 million shipments, and weight is 296,988 tonnage tons.
So we'll take next question from the queue. So we'll take Mr. Mandar Pawar from Kotak AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. I hope I'm audible.
Yes.
The team, I wanted to ask the question on the GPI, which you indicated has also helped on the margins. Now, if I look at the realizations on a per shipment or a per tonnage basis have been flat on a YOY basis as well as a QOQ basis. So just wanted to understand how do we read into this? How much GPI, where the benefit is accruing, and to what extent? Because we understand this 9.5% kind of GPI increase is an indicative number, but how much is the actual flow through which is coming in post the negotiation with the clients?
The thing is that you wouldn't see a realization if you compare on a YOY basis in your RPS or RPK, what thing, because there is a combination of the shifts that would happen from air to ground, like, and then as my colleague just gave an overview that on the ground Dart Plus we did quite very well, which would mean that and on the ground the prices are relatively lesser compared to the air, like, so that way that comparability, if you look on an overall product basis, you may find that okay, the realization has effectively, you don't see a great movement, but when we do our internal analysis, that's the observation that we are seeing in terms of how GPI has brought and improved margins and so on, like, so that's on the RP, I mean the yield point or yield related question that you raised. And with regards to the GPI, it's been an fairly effective price hike that was pushed through in this particular quarter. We do not publish the actual numbers, or percentage of how much has been the effective GPI, but it's reflecting in the EBIT and in the margins.
Okay, all right. Thanks. And one question on the our handling capacity. So we have done 12 lakh tons of volume in this financial year. Now, based on the two aircraft addition that we have done and the capacity increase that we have now, how can we translate that to how much capacity or how much volumes can this capacity handle? So this 12 lakh tons of volumes, if all assets, ground as well as air assets, are optimally utilized, what can that capacity number be?
So you are asking in terms of effective utilization percentage here?
In a way, yes.
Yeah. So as one of the gentlemen even asked us in the beginning, we would like to say that our total capacity utilization on our air fleet ranges between 75 to 85 percentage, and with the new capacity that is being added. Oh, it's a fairly decent utilization within the first year of deployments of this new capacity. So that's the overview we can say
Okay,
that is reflecting in the financials.
right, thanks. But 75 to 85 is quite a broad range, and I believe the margins that you do between at 75% utilization and at 85% utilization, that could be a huge margin difference there. So that's why. So the other way of putting out is, if there is 12 lakh tons of volumes that we have done, or let's say nearly 3 lakhs in this quarter, if we annualize this, that will translate to what? 75%, 80%, 85%. If you can give some
Sorry, I didn't get the
number there.
question there.
No, so I'm saying 75 to 85%, you're saying, is the utilization that we try to achieve. And then by itself, it's a very broad range, where I think the at 75% and at 85%. Now, if you're handling 3 lakh tons of volumes in Q4, and the capacity that we had with these two aircraft addition, what would be that utilization number be?
In terms of absolute tonnages, you're saying, or because
So we have done 3 lakh ton volume, right? 2,97,000, if I do the backward calculation on the numbers.
but that's between air and ground both, like that's between
Yeah,
air
fair
and
enough.
ground
Yeah,
both.
fair enough. So I'm saying ground as well as air, on that kind of a combined capacity, the current fleet that we have and the aircraft that we have, on an annualized basis, how much volumes can be done in when we reach an optimum level of utilization of these assets?
See, the desirable, so to answer that question, ground is always effective utilized, so,
Okay.
and on the air, the optimum utilization, the desirable levels is 90%, between 90 to 92% is what we aim at. When we say that an aircraft has been effectively utilized, like,
Okay.
and within the full year, for the full year, if on a YOY basis, considering that there would be, a bit of a lower utilization in the beginning months of the year, and then it would be, the utilization improves, and which is why this range was provided. But if on an average, it would, between 80, 85, 80, 82% would be our, the best utilization percentage for the year, like.
Got it. All right. Thank you very much.
So we'll take next question from Mr. Pritesh. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, just a clarification first. So between the utilization and the volume that we have seen getting added, is it fair to assume that though you have added the aircraft, a lot of the volumes which were going on third party has first shifted to your own aircraft?
Yeah.
That's the first, that's a proper assumption from our side.
Yes. So, when a new aircraft is, ideally a new aircraft is added, looking at the, you know, looking at the trend of the volumes that are going currently on the commercial side. And the aim of, you know, when we introduce a new capacity in our air fleet, the intention is to reduce on the commercial airlines. Like,
Okay.
you know, everything goes via our own network flight, and our network flight is optimized. However, to meet the customer SQ levels and to meet the committed TAT and so on, you know, the business call also is there, you know, to use the commercial to meet that, you know, the committed level of service qualities. Like,
So your usage of commercial airline, or let's say percentage of your cargo going through commercial airline, that would vary it in what range? So as of now, it will be the lowest, right? Because now you have your
yes,
aircrafts. A year before last year, it would be high because you would have been seeding some business, right? So usually, what is that range of usage of a percentage of commercial airlines in your total cargo?
So if I mean, well, you know, being an it I would say that, you know, it would effectively be like it was, say, between 20 to 25% of the, you know, the total cost base. Now it would be roughly between 10 to 11% of the cost
Okay.
base,
Yeah.
you
So
know.
25% would be year before last year, and since your own airline has come, now it is about 10%.
Yes.
Okay. My second question is, between the 4% volume growth for FY24 and the 9% volume growth for quarter four, what are the specific comments for these changes? Because see, the sector is what it is, the macroeconomics is what it is, the activity is what it is in the system. Yet there is a deviation from 4 to 9. So if you could, it would be nice if you could explain this.
So see, we are comparing an year of 22-23 and 23-24. 22-23 was still a COVID period. You know, we were just out of the COVID, and we still had that COVID high during that period. We had some international charters during that period. So that was about 22-23, and 23-24 is the year of investment for Blue Dart. You know, where we invested into 2 aircrafts, and we had our, you know, we built upon our capacity, which is why if you look at it on a full year basis, it's just 1.8, but on the quarter basis, it is 8.7%, which indicates that, you know, how we have picked up eventually from a quarter on quarter to, you know, to one of the best quarters so far at 8.7%. Like, I hope that overview helps.
No, ma'am, I still didn't understand between the full year number at 4% and the exit number at 9%, what changed in terms of cargo for you? See, because we'll correlate with the general macroeconomic trend, which has not changed throughout the year. So if there was a similar volume growth through the year, I would have understood. But having a stark contrast between full year and last quarter is what is I'm unable to understand.
See, the full year of 22-23, you know, still had a COVID thing.
So this is, ma'am, this I'm asking for FY24, right? For your full year FY24, this current year, the volume growth is 4%. And
YOY.
for the, yeah, why full year 24 over full year 22 is 4%. However, quarter four 24 over quarter four 23 is 9.
Yeah.
So there is an acceleration, right, towards the end of
Absolutely.
the year. Why is it so? What is so unique?
Which is what, you know, so in the year of 22-23, it was still a COVID year. It was, we still had a higher, you know, volumes on our air capacity and so
Okay.
on.
So you're
And
saying that first 9 months there
yeah,
was an adverse base.
absolutely.
Quarter four there is no adverse base,
Yeah. And which
which
is
means
why.
the quarter four is a more normalized regular volume growth number, right? Because
Yes.
there is no adverse base,
Yes.
which can be, which means that can I consider this as a volume growth number, as a reference number, a more clear, clean reference number without any base effects?
Yeah.
Okay,
Yes.
understood. My other question is, with the shipping challenges that we are seeing, does it mean some benefits to the air cargo in the interim?
What shipping challenges are you talking about, Prithvi?
Internationally,
Internationally, shipping,
to
this thing,
domestic.
we do not have, major impact. Ours is purely domestic.
Yeah, I understand it's domestic, but
Maybe we expect some, charters and so on, but so far nothing,
nothing has
that's
come.
the expectation we could assume,
Okay.
but so far nothing we have seen into our P&L, at least into these quarters.
Okay. And on the document cargo, is there any increased competition or market share changes? Any that you're experiencing?
Document cargo. Sagar, would you want
So, we don't see as of now any significant activity over the current or the last 1 year that we have seen.
Nothing, no change in the business structure or any, no change in the competition levels or anything, right? No change
Yes.
in market shares for you.
Yes, no significant change in market share, yeah.
Okay, and my last question is it fair to assume that with the fleet utilization improving for FY25, there should be a positive delta on the margins?
That's the expectation even from our side, and that's how even our budgets are based, that in the upcoming months it's a hockey stick for us.
Okay, it's a hockey stick. At a 9% or a what volume growth is exit volume growth? Those are sufficient enough for you to generate that positive delta, or there is a median above which the po median volume growth above which positive deltas can be generated. Is it
Sorry,
correlated? So the margin delta and volume growth, is it correlated 1:1, or there is a threshold volume growth beyond which only the delta will be created?
I'm not able to get
Okay.
that question,
Okay.
Pritesh.
Okay, I'll put it this way. Incrementally, any incremental volume growth, any means incremental margin expansion.
Yes.
Okay, understood, ma'am. Thank you very much. All the best to you, ma'am.
Thank you. So we'll take next question from Mr. Jonas Bhutta from Birla Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, and I hope I'm audible.
Yes. Yes.
My question revolves around the shade of margin that we've seen in the fourth quarter. So what we've seen is on a consolidated basis, our gross margins have gone up about 100 basis points, while the employee cost and the other expenses continue to lead to an operating deleverage, maybe because of the ramp-up phase that the two aircrafts are taking. However, I just wanted to tie in your comment where you saw the full-speed trucking business do better than the document business in the quarter, which comes at a lower yield. Why should that lead to a better gross margin if the shade of your volume has been driven by a lower yield business? That's the first question.
Yeah, so in terms of yield, what we typically refer to yield is at a revenue per kilo or revenue per shipment level, and not at a gross margin percentage level as such. So while the ground business would be low at a, so to say, revenue yield level, in terms of the percentage margin, it is well comparable with our air product at the same time at the given level of capacity utilization. So as such, it will not have any adverse impact on the margins if we grow faster in our ground product as such.
Understood. And my second question was that, in previous calls, we were at least provided a directional breakup of sales between how much is e-com as a percentage of ground and how much is ground as a percentage of total. Would appreciate if you can share those details, which could be directional in nature and not maybe exact.
Yeah, so our e-commerce would be about 30% of the total revenue, and so would be the ground. our e-commerce ground is relatively a much smaller proportion as such. So you can say 60% is made up of these 30-30% each, and balance 40% is documents and air parcels.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you. That's all from me.
Thank you. Sir, we'll take next question from Mr. Mukesh. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity. My first question is on your two new aircrafts that you mentioned that the utilization rates have now picked up and probably getting close to your optimal levels. In the previous calls, you also mentioned that you are looking to kind of shift to higher yielding cargo within this air utilization because you'd initially would want to kind of get the utilization higher and then gradually move to high yielding cargo. So where are we that in that journey?
So, you know, it's a, we are, you know, we went live on Guwahati in, you know, in the January 2024. And we expect in the upcoming months to fully optimize the existing capacity that we have added into our fleet. Like, even before the go live of, you know, Guwahati, these fleets were utilized for taking care of our, you know, cargo during the festive seasons. But as a, you know, but as there is a scope to, you know, further improve the utilization in the upcoming months, we, you know, we expect it to be optimal, I mean, fully utilized.
And even the shift to high yielding cargo is also more or less, you're saying will be done in the upcoming few months.
Depending upon the external environment as well, like, you know, and also the external demand.
In a way, maybe I can add there. See, as Sudha mentioned, we have started the Guwahati route, especially from January, towards the end of January, in fact.
Sure.
Prior to that, we have been using the new aircrafts more to replace the outsource or the commercial air capacity.
Got it. Right.
Now the market has started developing. We have improved our transit times from 72 hours to 48 or 24 hours, especially in covering the entire Northeast. So first, we are giving the test of the faster transit times to our customers, both coming out from and going into Guwahati as such. So while doing that, the effort is also to ensure that we maximize the capacity utilization, not only on the non-Guwahati, but also Guwahati route. Right. And that's always the challenge. You first have some kind of, I won't say teaser, but a welcome price for the customers. And then for a few months, when they see the value, then the premium will kind of fall in. So yeah, as Sudha mentioned, it will take maybe a few months for us to really extract the value. Currently, we are giving the customers, delivering that value to the customers being added there.
Right, right. So this would be one of the key inputs in that hockey stick kind of a margin improvement that you were talking about.
Yeah,
in terms of hockey, typically our business, because as you know, the festive season kicks in the second half. So the hockey stick is more of a normal phenomena for our kind of business. So one is that, and of course, there will be an added dose from the new customers or the new lanes that we have kind of accelerated. So yeah, it will contribute both.
All right. And the second question is, you just mentioned in the previous question that the surface business is about 1/3, 30% of your revenue. And if I recall, even last year, this was broadly the mix that was mentioned.
Yes.
So just trying to understand, then why aren't we seeing your average realizations go up? Because you mentioned that the mix is clearly shifting towards surface, and that's the reason the blended realizations that we see is not, you know, looking, is not optically looking higher to us. But if the mix is similar, I mean, we probably should have seen that realization go up.
Mix is similar in terms of our documents, and we always have some conservative view of documents.
No, surface, sir, surface. I was talking between surface and air.
So documents is a part of air. So that's why I mentioned. So documents continuing to grow, and that's a good margin at a CP or RPK kind of level, though at a parcel level, it will be a small. So that balances and avoids any dilution in the overall yield level as such.
Okay. Okay, but you're saying that these the share of surface has not gone up YOY.
No, so since we look at surface and DAT plus separately, and DAT plus is a higher yield at RPK level as compared to surface, though it moves on ground, it moves on a faster ground speed, as we
Okay,
call. So that also balances the overall yield.
all right, understood. And just the last bit, from a lot of the other players in the surface express industry, we are
Yes.
hearing that it's difficult for them to take price hikes because of competitive scenario. Are you seeing any of this competitive scenario impacting you so far?
Yeah.
On the surface
Yeah.
specifically.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Because we operate in the same market and we do face, this
Okay.
competition and yeah.
But you've still been successful in taking your annual hike price hike.
In some of the, in some of the customer, some of the geographies, some of the customers, yes, and in some of the
Okay.
cases we couldn't, yeah.
Okay. Got it. That's it from my side. Thank you.
We'll take the next question from Mr. Saurabh Patwa. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, Saurabh.
Yeah. Two clarifications, sort of, based on our past conversation and today's call. One, when you say pricing increase, it means the change in the formula, right? So it will still be linked to the crude oil or the benchmark, whatever we have. And bio, that increase may not necessarily mean an absolute increase in the price. It will be a percentage increase. Is it a fair understanding?
So we have got two components into our price. One is your fuel surcharge, which
Yeah.
is linked to the oil price. And
Yeah.
then the oil price goes up, down, and our surcharge mechanism is tied out to that, And then the
Yeah.
another part is freight, which is linked to the, the inflation and accordingly, so these are the two different components and of our, pricing thing. So
Right.
fuel,
So
yeah.
accordingly, if the fuel price, say next year, say if crude price falls by, say, another 20% in next 1 year, while you may have taken a price increase, may not necessarily result in a higher actual price for the consumer, for your customer. Your margins will increase for sure because you have taken a price increase, but it will not reflect in absolute terms.
So no. So in our case, when we say price increase, we mainly mean the price in the base freight. As far as fuel is concerned, we have fuel surcharge mechanism. So that is a more of an auto mechanism. So effectively, we may see a yield, but we don't really look at it as a price increase. I mean, from a business point of view, because it is more of setting of the price increase impact of in our costs. So
Okay.
if fuel rates, for example, remain stable over the year, what we will still drive the price increase that we did do at the beginning of the year. But yes, if there is a fuel price increase, if the oil rates go up, then our revenue top line may look bigger, but then that may or may not completely reflect in our bottom line because it's more like that incremental cost recovery mechanism.
Yeah, understood. And vice versa as well. So even if it comes
Right.
down, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yes.
Second clarification was, which was wanted to understand, was on this the new Guwahati new route. So while in the past conversation you highlighted that when you create a new line, a new route, you always first look out for what would be your volume on day one. Basically, you should already having some volume on that route, and so that the, and this is what you shift when the route commences, when the new aircraft start operation. And over time, you tend to increase the profitability toward from that route by increasing the volumes there.
Yes.
And that's why the volume which we have seen, that utilization which you highlighted, is there in a short span. And over time, over next few months and quarters, as you actually start getting the newer kind of business, your profitability should increase further.
Yes.
So this is so there is no change in the strategy.
No, there is no change in the
Yeah.
strategy as such. I mean, this has always been the path. We ha used to have good volume already going through commercial airline to Guwahati. In fact, so much so that we are also carrying some of our products. We had to, for want of the right kind of commercial line haul to meet our service or the delivery kind of promise to the customer. We were also carrying some of the product either through rail or road to. So now some of that load also would have got converted into air now that we have aircraft. So the transit times would have improved even for the existing customers, say from 48 to 72 hours to 24 to 48 hours. So with now customers also realizing this improvement in the timelines, not only new load, but also existing load, in the coming months, we'll be able to go back to those customers. And yes, as you say, we'll see the real buck for the value being delivered will start coming, you know, over a period of time.
Understood, sir. And third, sir, when you actually, in the beginning of the call, you highlighted the utilization aspect, but the utilization aspect is a bit complicated, right? Because what you, the 75% may not be the, may not be the true picture, right? Because there are multiple routes and they're like, you may have one way of load and second, while returning, you may not have a load. So this, what does this 75%
So we gave a range between 75 to 85 for, you know, within the start of the year to this one. And in terms of absolute, this one, you know, utilization for the year, what was asked, we said that it could be between 80 to 82%. Like,
no, no, my point is I'm trying to understand that number itself, man. When you say like 80% or a 75% number, this is one way or is it both way return?
Both.
So that means you are actually even getting the return fare also in a decent way.
So what we have given as a this thing was for our total fleet capacity that is being, you know, available with us, like, and per se, not for the new that lanes.
No, I understand, man. For the overall only, for the overall itself, say maybe like from Mumbai. So you're basically getting flows from both Mumbai to Bangalore and Bangalore to Mumbai, just an example.
Yeah.
Okay. Ma'am, in the past of all, margins have been volatile, and while I understand you don't want to give any guidance, but structurally, what is your right number we should look at? Is it EBITDA or is it PBT?
So it is, I mean, I would suggest PBT because EBITDA also has an interest component, depreciation component. Depreciation component is mainly driven by the leases. That we are, so PAT would be the, you know, or PBT would be the right measure, like.
Okay, so in terms of PBT margin, you would want to, what would be an ideal number you would want to target, whether it is pre-COVID number, what you used to report, is this what that would be an ideal number to look at?
We would like to continue with our current range and to improve, you know, plus another 2 to 5% on that part, you know, assuming that we would have a better utilization of our facility.
So 2 to 5% on PBT margin.
On our existing PBT margin.
PBT margin. Great, ma'am. All the best, ma'am. I'll get back in the queue for further questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take next question from Mr. Pulkit. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my questions. I think all the business-related questions are answered. Just one bookkeeping question. Ma'am, can you tell us how should we look at depreciation going forward, given that you are doing lease accounting for these planes? Mm. So how should depreciation trend from here in the books of accounts?
So I would suggest that, you know, although we are not supposed to give any forward-looking guidances, but given the fact that we want to improve upon our infrastructure and, you know, have warehouses at strategic places and so on, our, you know, depreciation would increase from the existing level, like, you know, not driven by the aircraft at this point in time, but also, but driven by increase in our capexes into lease capexes. And also driven by, you know, any of the IT automation that we would be doing.
Okay, so purely CapEx growing related, but related to aeroplane, you don't think there is, that should come down, the plane related depreciation.
that would remain fairly constant, you know.
Stable. Okay. Thank you. That's it.
We'll take next question from Mr. Mayur Patel. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Just one clarification. Our PBT current margins are in the range of 7.5 to 8%. And you are saying that the improvement could be in the range of 2 to 5% on this base. Is it? Am I understanding? Am I right?
With the you know, if our capacity utilization improves further, that should be, that's the expectation.
This is driven by 8 to 10% increase in utilization levels, is what you are saying.
Yeah.
Okay. And one more question. And this can happen over what period, in your view, this utilization improvement?
I think it depends upon, you know, also the external market environment. While our aim is that, you know, in the next 9 months, we should be in this level. Like,
you see, the effort will be to balance the growth with the margin, because the verticals that we intend to grow and we are growing is also quite competitive one as such. So we'll always be looking at maximizing the absolute PBT while not giving up the existing margin. But yes, with the improvement in the both on yield management as well as cost front, we do expect some improvement in the margin percentage also, along with growth in the coming few quarters.
Sure. So just one more question, if you allow me. If you can give some color about the current demand environment and, you know, competition from other players and also belly cargo and whatever you can share, how is the market likely, you know, giving indication of a growth of a high single digit, or can cross double digit, or could be in the lower range? What is your reading about the current market environment from the demand perspective?
We expect, you know, as we mentioned, that we expect to improve our EBIT margins further from what we are currently. That in itself indicates that, yes, we show an optimism in terms of, you know, the external demand, domestic demand that would, you know, that would be there in the country. And with the, you have seen how the GST collections have improved, how the outlook about India overall, India's GDP growth is being, you know, predicted. And there is a lot of positive optimism. We foresee that, you know, we foresee a similar thing to translate into our P&L as well.
Sure. Thank you very much. Thanks for answering my questions.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll, due to time constraint, we'll just take the last question from Mr. Anshul Agrawal. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to understand something around the documents business. Question one would be, have we taken price hikes in the document business as well? And related to that, have we seen documents business growing in line with our overall company growth?
We had aimed for a price increase across all our products, which is documents and even in DAT Plus and all of our product, Anshul, there. Like, and in this segment also, you know, there has been a price increase accordingly. And though I would say that, you know, the large was into our B2B business rather than into the document business. However, we did have, the decent higher price rises even into this document business. And what was your second question?
Have the volumes in the or the document business grown in line with the company's growth levels?
It has actually done better than what our budgeted expectation was. So, which is why would be able to say that, yes, you know, it's grown compared to even on the quarterly basis, quarter to quarter, as well as versus our budgeted assumptions.
Great. Next question was on gross margins, ma'am. While I understand our gross margins have expanded because commercial utilization, because utilization of commercial aircrafts has reduced, any part of this gross margin expansion is because of ATF pricing being down in the current quarter versus last year? While I understand it's a pass-through expense, but that is a pass-through with a lag of month, a month and a half.
It's a pure pass-through for ATF is a pass-through for us. So our margins are more driven by, you know, is how much of the GPI we are able to do, and B is, you know, how much of the cost control that we are able to do and how productive we are in terms of utilization of our air ground facilities, as well as, you know, the productivity of our manpowers, like. So, you know, that's the reason for improved margins, is
Sure.
what I can, you know,
Useful.
yeah.
Just last question on my end. Now, obviously, FY 24 did not have any aircraft additions. So I believe the CapEx number would be majorly spent in the surface business. Do we foresee any color on the CapEx intensity going forward, or whether we'll be using CapEx in air or continue to invest more in surface business?
Surface would be the priority, you know, to be competitive on the ground as well. Our outlook is to, you know, invest more into the surface business and get our infrastructure ready there.
Got it. And in line with this, we are expecting surface to grow mid-teens, low double digits. Again, just broad color would be useful.
Sagar, what would be the outlook here, right?
Yeah, I think similar levels. We don't see any significant change in the trend as such. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much for answering my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, due to time constraint, we will close the call here. I'll hand over the call to the management for any closing comments.
Thanks to all for, you know, raising a pertinent questions, and hope we were able to effectively, you know, give you the outlook as well as answers to the queries those were raised. Sagar, anything from your side? Yeah.
Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you, Alok, for facilitating. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for
Thank
joining.
You all.